This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 2/8/21. This is show number 203, and we're coming to you after trading hours. So what's the market look like today, Nick?
Yeah, it was a pretty good day overall for the major indexes. You had the Russell 2000 really leading the charge again. That was up 2.5% today. So just a tremendous move in the Russell, and that represents small cap businesses or small cap companies in the United States. So that's a good sign when the Russell's up. It is overbought. It is parabolic, but it continues to keep on keeping on. And as long as that happens, you know, you give the market the benefit of the doubt. So the Russell really led the charge. NASDAQ was up 0.95%, almost a 1% gain there. The S&P 500 had a pretty good day, up about 0.7%. And then you had the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 0.75%. So pretty good day led by the Russell. No real problems out here. Volume was very, very light. When you take a look at spider volume, which is what I like to follow. Some people like to follow the volume on the NYSE. I like to follow the spider volume. That was just 37.7 million shares as of 4 o'clock. Now, after 4 o'clock, you'll pick up a little bit, but I don't really see it changing much. So 37.7 million is really peanuts.
Yeah, I mean, on a really busy day, you get over 100 million on that, right?
Well, on a really good day, you'll see 100 million, but we don't really get them too often unless it's a sell-off. So again, very rare to see 100 million these days, unless we have a decline in the market or an options expiration trading day where things are getting shuffled and exercised, and exercising of options is taking place. Outside of that, we rarely get 100 million, but 37 is rivaling, you know, some of the lightest volume for the last 52 weeks.
That's pretty interesting. And yeah, we're really seeing a persistent pattern of the indices going up on lighter volume. And like you've said before, lighter volume is their friend.
That's right. When you get light volume in the market, you want to give the market a slight bias to the upside, or even at worst case scenario, a buoyant market overall. If you do get any kind of a decline on light volume, it's usually meaningless and very minimal.
Okay, so we got to talk about Bitcoin, the king of kleptocurrencies, as I call them sometimes, or cryptocurrencies. I don't know why we need thousands of them, but evidently we do. But Elon Musk said that he invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. What does Elon know that we don't?
I'm not sure. But one thing we do know about Elon is that he loves short squeezes. Not that I think there was one going on in Bitcoin, because I think all of the people that are in Bitcoin are in it because they really believe that's the currency of the future. I'm not one of them, by the way. But that is the case. So today, Elon Musk said that Tesla invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. And Bitcoin finished out, well, it continually trades, but right now it's up 18%.
18%, and what's the number?
$45,450 as we speak.
That is pretty amazing. I mean, I should have bought it, I guess, huh?
I think we all should have bought it.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, whatever. Yeah. But so in the coming potential crash that's going to happen, is Bitcoin going to go higher, Nick, or is it going to go lower?
You know, we'll have to wait and see. Right now, the chart pattern is still good for Bitcoin. So I wouldn't say anything one way or the other. I would just say that the chart is still good. It broke out to new highs today. The volume was all right. So we'll see if that can proceed higher. There's nothing telling me that the Bitcoin run is over just yet.
Hey, so betting against Bitcoin is kind of like betting against the Russell, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. Betting against Bitcoin is a very, very tough endeavor. Although everything that goes parabolic will come down usually the same way. What goes up real fast in a straight line will come down real fast in a straight line. Hence what you saw in GameStop and AMC and COS and a bunch of others. So again, that's why we use chart patterns. I'm not smart enough to figure out all these storylines that come out each and every day in the financial news media. We just look at the chart and let the chart tell us what to do.
Exactly. And I said before, I can't believe that Koss headphones is still around. I mean, at one time they made the best, most comfortable headphones ever before the Japanese and the Koreans and the Chinese got in on the game, but it's still around, which is pretty remarkable. Hey, finally, let's look at our precious metals sector. Nice move up following a Friday move up, which is pretty bullish, isn't it?
Well, it's a good rebound. I mean, you got to remember that gold got really hammered on the 4th of February. So, you know, you got a nice little reflex bounce on the 5th. And then over the weekend today, gold acted really well. And so did silver. Silver acted really well today also. And if you take a look at, you know, silver futures, they were up about 1.5%. So nice little rebound. Silver is still the stronger chart, believe it or not. When you look at your dailies and weeklies, silver is a better chart than gold at the moment. But really good day for the precious metals. I'm still in the camp, though. There's going to be some more backing and filling. And before we really get to a defined level or what I think will be a significant low in gold, I would say, you know, if we take out the recent low from 3 days ago, you know, gold will test the low 1700s. And I think there's a buying opportunity there.
Okay, so buying opportunity coming up, but not quite there yet.
No, I think this is more of a reflex bounce. You know, got to remember, if you look at gold futures, you had a lot of support going back to early December timeframe, like December 1st. We saw a really, really good rebound in gold. And we went down into that area on the 4th of February, and, you know, that was defended. And then rightfully so, it should be defended. So that's what we've seen so far, at least from my observation. And if we take out the recent low from the 4th of February, I think we'll probably break that late November, early December bottom, and then we'll go down and test the low 1700s. And I actually think there's a lot of support there. I think the institutions are sitting there. I think that's a really, really, really desirable level to pick up some gold.
All right. Well, time will tell. One thing's for sure, that silver rebounded. It's mid-27. Gold, it looks stronger than gold for sure.
Yeah, the chart on silver is a better chart than what we have on gold. And again, gold, silver futures trading at 27.40. One thing I want people to realize when I say it's stronger is that if you take a look at silver futures, you're trading above your 50, your 20-day moving average, your 50-day moving average, your 100-day moving average, and you're well above your 200-day moving average. So that's ultimately a good technical position to be in. If you take a look at your gold futures, you're going to notice you're trading below your daily chart 100, 50, and 200-day moving averages, as well as your 20-day moving average. So that's a weak technical position. So silver, in my opinion, still has much better relative strength than gold right now.
All right. Well, hey, that is it for today. Sounds pretty cool and a lot of interesting things going on. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com, check out Nick's trading positions, his trading record, and a lot of other valuable info. The Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz, and send your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.